The nation's top intelligence analyst says the U.S. troop surge in Iraq has not significantly reduced violence there. Thomas Finger was testifying today before the House Armed Services Committee. Meanwhile, from the White House today came word of the president's pick for the country's number two intelligence job. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly brings us up to date on both developments.
Tom Finger has plenty of practice delivering bad Iraq news to policymakers. Back in February, in his role as chair of the National Intelligence Council, Finger and his staff produced an estimate that concluded the security situation in Iraq was deteriorating and the country was mired in widening chaos. Today, Democrat John Spratt asked Finger about that estimate, noting, quote, "It doesn't leave much room for hope."
What do you do with the situation? If we need a political solution, how do we overcome the bleak assessments you've made of the government in power right now?
Congressman, I wish I had the answer to this one.
Finger says the bottom line is the bleak assessment made a few months back has been borne out by events in Iraq.
The surge that began a few months ago is having an effect. It has not yet had a sufficient effect on the violence, in my judgment, to move the country to a place that the serious obstacles to reconciliation can be overcome.
Nor did Finger and his aides have good news on the state of Iraq's security forces. Major General John Landry, the National Intelligence Officer for Military Issues, told lawmakers there has been progress, but that Iraq's army and police are not yet where they need to be.
I'll tell you this, with the capability of those forces today, their ability to take over by themselves to accomplish the security functions that we're talking about is not likely.
Landry, Finger, and other intelligence officials were summoned to Capitol Hill today to talk about global security threats, and lawmakers had plenty of questions about the state of al-Qaeda. Among them, to what extent is the threat now coming from bin Laden himself and other core al-Qaeda leaders versus so-called franchise groups that may be sympathetic to bin Laden but not actually connected to him? Here's John Cregan, the CIA's top analyst.
I don't think we see it in the context of an either-or. We actually see the al-Qaeda central being resurgent in their role in planning operations. They seem to be fairly well settled into the safe haven and the ungoverned spaces of Pakistan there. We see more training, we see more money, we see more communications. So we see that activity rising.
But the CIA is also watching self-starting franchise groups, and they're also getting more active, Cregan says. Now, one other piece of news. There may soon be a senior addition to the circle of people who closely track al-Qaeda. His name is Donald Kerr, and the White House announced that he's been chosen for the number two job in U.S. intelligence. That's the position of Deputy Director of National Intelligence. Kerr is no newcomer to intelligence circles. He's currently head of the National Reconnaissance Office, which builds spy satellites. If he's confirmed by the Senate, Kerr will take on a job that's been vacant for over a year. A number of candidates are known to have turned it down, and sources close to Kerr say it took some arm twisting to get him to take it. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.